Saturday morning, and it's the Experts Program continuing on Power Talk Radio. For the last time, the final, our good friend Nan Lesnick is joining us here to talk about planning for retirement. Nan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mark.
We're sure going to miss you, and we sure appreciate all the great advice that you have provided to folks, and even yours truly over the years. You know, I haven't sat here with my ears closed over the last 5, 6, 7 years, I can tell you that much.
I know. I hear you saying things that make it very clear to me that you've listened to what we've talked about and absorbed when it's applicable to you. Good for you. That's what we want people to do.
Now, the other day, we got to talking about Social Security because really, for so many folks, it's a very, very important part of their retirement. The one thing you've always emphasized is the claiming strategy, knowing the correct claiming strategy. And when you're talking about a couple, you've always recommended that if people can afford to and hang on to the age of 70, that's when they should claim because that's when you're going to get the most amount of money every month for both the husband and the wife. But you've also said that if you are in a situation where you just can't wait, for whatever reason, you need to get some income, if you can do it and you have to claim early, make sure that it is the individual who is going to have the lesser amount to claim. And Nan, how do folks determine that?
Well, you really need to look at the earnings statements, even without having an analysis done. And, you know, that's something that we do as a routine part of our establishment of a client relationship. But absent that, you need to look at the statement and see what is your benefit at full retirement age. And on the Social Security statement, that will generally be the number in the middle. It will usually have if you claim early, if you claim at full retirement, and then the third one down will be if you claim at age 70. Now, most of the time, we do tell people that the lower earning spouse can claim at full retirement age. I don't generally see the value of claiming before that. Every once in a while, it makes sense, or it's not going to do any harm because the higher benefit is so much higher. But if we've got a couple, and let's say their benefits are substantially equal, and a lot of people are, unless we've had a situation of a stay-at-home parent. So if you have substantially equal time in Social Security, then look at that number and determine whose number will be higher at 70 and try to hang on to that number. Now, we sometimes, I got a caveat here, we sometimes find in analysis that we're going to cannibalize other assets if we delay Social Security. But that's not necessarily the case. That's where, you know, having a full plan comes into play, and I certainly do recommend that. But if that's not something that you're planning to do, then look at that benefit and determine whose benefit will be higher at age 70 and do everything you can to not claim on that benefit early. Now, I had some people in my office last week, and she's 63 now, and she said, well, I'm thinking, and she has the potential for the higher benefit. I'm thinking about claiming now because I'm probably not going to be working all that much when all of this COVID thing is over with.
Okay.
Now, what that is speculative guessing. Do you need to have the money now? Well, no, but it looks like blah, blah, blah. Well, it looks like all kinds of things. Looks like does not mean it's reality. And even if she does stop working, that's not a choice that I would encourage anyone to make based on how they feel things are going to go with COVID. That's an emotional decision. And most emotional decisions, you know, people come in all the time and say, I made this decision because at the time I was afraid of blah, blah, blah. And afraid of says that decision was made based on fear. And that's not a good thing to do. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of having a plan. I just really can't. And people can find plans in all kinds of ways. I don't know really what they all are because we do plans. But when you have a plan, a long-term plan, and that plan should say, do I have enough money to last as long as I do, no matter how long that is? That's what a plan is going to tell you. So it's going to say, you should do this now, you should do that later, and put all the elements that are available in place. One of the things that we find locally is people who are retiring from the hospitals and also from school districts, they cannot delay their retirement income. They have a time frame in which they must start taking their pension. So if they are also qualified for Social Security, this is a really intricate decision to make, and you need to consider the fact that I am going to have that pension income. income. So where does the other element, specifically Social Security, fit? And then, Mark, one last thing that I really want to be sure that people understand, because we always talk about this, and that is tax. Mm-hmm. What's going on in our country right now, for most people, indicates that in our lifetime, taxes are going to increase. I sincerely believe that we are not going to see taxes go down in the future. We are going to see some rise in taxes, certainly over my lifetime. So we need to understand what that's going to mean to us. What's our tax bracket now? And what will our income sources be in retirement? And what's the taxation of them? Social Security is, generally speaking, if for almost everyone I talk to, is going to be taxable in their income, 85% of their benefits. So if your benefit's $1,000, $850 of that is going to be subject to tax. It's not going to be taxed at 85%. That's not, sometimes people misunderstand what I said, but it will be added to your income and taxed then in your applicable bracket. So you want to be sure that you have a really good understanding of tax moving forward, because the idea of being in a lower tax bracket in retirement, I generally find that to be a misbelief under any circumstances. But under the current circumstances, to think that your tax bracket will be less in retirement, there again, you're kind of trying to guess what's going to happen. And guessing only has value if you've got a strong plan underneath you and everything's okay. Then maybe you can do some guessing above and beyond that, but not until your plan that you stand on is solid.
Nan, that's such great advice. And folks, for the last time, we're going to give you Nan's telephone number and contact information, because she's retiring from the radio, but not from the business. Okay, that's what I want you to understand. So you can still contact Nan Lesnick to get your retirement set up and get the right investment vehicles for you. And all you need to do is to contact Nan at her office here in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. And Nan's email remains nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, for the last time, thank you so much. You have done such a great job for the audience here and for the folks in the Monterey Bay Area. And I know you'll continue doing it well into the future. And it's really been a privilege and a pleasure to work with you all these years.
Thank you, Mark. I feel exactly the same way about working with you. But, you know, time marches on. Yep. And Mark and I need to move to the next chapter of our life. And that means, although I'm maintaining the practice and the office in Monterey, we are changing our residence to Texas to be closer to our family. So that's the motivation behind this move.
Well, God bless you and Mark and your entire family.
Thanks, Mark.
All the best.
Thanks.